In Contact Lansing. I'm Duran Martinez, public service of Town Square Media, and we are approaching fall rapidly. Little trip up north, you can see the colors start to change a little bit. 6 days later, they're really starting to change. We are getting towards that time, getting towards the time of football season. School is back in session, and we are getting towards a date that we all will remember. If you're around that time, you know what happened on that time. September 11th, 2001. And with me right now, I've got Scott Dymstra, Jolie Hamlin, and Trent Smiley off in the back room taking pictures. So all from the Capital Area District Library. All great to have you guys back on again. Welcome to In Contact. How are you?
We're good. Thanks for having us.
Doing well. Yeah,
good. Yeah, it's good. It's good to have, and again, Spartans are playing, you know, the weekend. So
yes. This is good to know.
So it's just as something, you know, this airs on Saturday and Sunday. So depending on what day you're listening, well, we just had a quick question about that. So we're just making some comfortable conversation, if you will. That's what I like to do with this show here. But Scott Dymstra, your position with the Capital Area District Library. Now, we covered this before because you were in here with us.
Yeah, I was. When I became director.
You're like the new old guy.
Yeah, I've been around for a while now.
Or the old new guy.
So, yeah, exactly.
No, you're not old, so I'm just going to say you've been around for a while, and now you're the director.
Correct.
Of the Capital Area District Library. And yep. Jolie, what's your position with the...
I am Senior Associate Director of Public Service.
Okay. So you guys are you know, putting things together, making it all happen for the Capital Area District Library. And this is literally the Capital Area. This encompasses the whole greater Lansing area.
Correct. Yeah. So we cover all of Ingham County except for the city of East Lansing.
Okay. So you've got literally, that's a big area.
Oh, it is very big.
I mean, there's a lot of libraries. And, of course, I'm in Holt, and that's one of them. And, and you guys have a lot of great things going on. And I want to talk about this, the 9/11, the September 11th World Trade Center Memorial Quilt Project. Now, I don't know if you were in here when we had talked about, I take that back. We had talked about the Hero Run coming to Holt, which is a 5K that happens on September 11th, no matter what the day is that it falls on. And I had made mention that I have a friend that was one of two Port Authority officers that was rescued after the towers had fallen on them.
Wow.
So I mean, having met this guy, become friends with him, it takes an even more serious tone for me. And you have this Memorial Quilt Project coming up.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, the project actually started with, there was a, she's known as the Keeper of the Quilt. Her name is Beverly Kuhman, and she is based in Niles, Michigan. And she kind of took over the project. We saw her on some local news outlets, and we thought it would be fantastic if we could bring this exhibit to the area. And what it is it's a collection of quilts, and each quilt block represents one of the lives lost during September 11. And it's for the citizens that lost their lives. It's for the fire department, police department that lost their lives. There's even one for service dogs. People don't know this, but a number of service dogs lost their lives as well. So it's a creative way to remember those who lost their lives, but you can also see the magnitude of it. I mean, there are so many quilts, and when you actually see all of these quilts, you realize how many individuals lost their lives on that tragic day.
It was an enormous amount, and I can't imagine, I mean, even with square size, how big a quilt could like that could be.
Sure.
You know, that could really, I mean, it's probably pretty moving when you see it.
It is. And it's one fantastic part of it is just the amount of people who contributed to this project. So on each quilt block that was created for remembering a victim is the person who created the quilt. And it's from people across the nation, but also internationally. So it's people from England, it's people from France. So it was wonderful to see all of these people who contributed to this project. And again, once you do see it, you see the full magnitude of what occurred that day.
Now, what is the size? Is it sections?
It's so each quilt contains a quilt blocks, and then there's a large number of quilts. So there's about 300 of them total. Yeah. And so where they're going to be is they're going to be, we have two storefronts in Meridian Mall, and it'll be starting on September 8 and 9 from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., on September 10 from noon to 6 p.m., and September 11 from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So you'll see it's in the the southeast wing, and if you walk through there, you'll see some signage kind of directing you to the storefronts.
And that, again, that's going to be the Meridian Mall, the 8th through the 11th.
Correct.
During the mall hours, so people can see, you know, see it.
Exactly. And for the project for ourselves, it was a fantastic opportunity for us to bring this exhibit to the area, and we partnered with Meridian Township to actually complete this project, and they've been a fantastic partner with us as far as bringing the exhibit here.
Now, this seems to me, because of the size and because of everything involved, I mean, does it have its own truck? I mean, it sounds like it should have its own road crew, for Pete's sake. It sounds really big.
It does, and we met with Beverly, the keeper of the collection, and it was fantastic as far as, I mean, she has an entire book that lists all of the people remembered in it, the places where they worked, where they're from. And so even just flipping through this binder and seeing all the lives that were lost and where the people were actually from, I mean, that in itself was moving. But when you look at the entire volume, and she usually has it just in storage bins, but the amount that it takes to actually transport this and put it up is quite an endeavor.
Yeah, and it being a one-of-a-kind piece, too.
Correct.
This is a one-of-a-kind opportunity to see this at the Meridian Mall. The World Trade Center Memorial Quilt Project, Capital Area District Library. I've got Scott Dimestra and Jolie Hamlin in here talking about that. Jolie, you just seem kind of overwhelmed by this whole thing, too. I mean, this is. I have to see this. I will see this.
I'm a quilter also.
Oh, are you? Okay.
It's like just a beautiful tribute to the heroism and the tragedy,
sure,
that our country faced. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I am too. And like I said, having my friend Will, you know, which, you know, he's one of these people that he's not an angry individual. He's so positive, and he has a great message, and he's a fellow hunter like me, and, you know, loves to get outdoors. And it's incredible to have met. It was overwhelming meeting him in person.
I can imagine.
But to come to know him, and he's been on other shows that I've had over the course of time, and just an incredibly positive individual that it could have gone the completely the other way.
Right. Sure.
You know,
sure.
He could be very angry and upset, mm-hmm, about a lot of things, but,
sure,
you know, I mean, he chose to be a positive person through it. And I think that's great, because like this quilt, he's helping so many people,
yeah,
just with,
right,
his message. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to be something that, whether you remember it or not, you will see the magnitude and how it affected all of us at that,
correct,
point in time. And still to this day.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, what are we, 16 years later, this month, that we are still affected. Our daily lives have changed, exactly, dramatically how we do everything.
Exactly. And I think for a number of us, we can remember exactly where we were that day at that time when we first heard the news. And when you talk to a younger generation that maybe they were too young to remember it,
sure,
or they were born after it, I think this project shows them just, again, the magnitude of what happened that day.
No, I remember, you know, I can tell you, because I was getting ready to go out of town, and I was watching on TV, mm-hmm, and I called the morning show of the radio station that I work for, and I visibly watched that second plane,
right,
on the news, as,
yeah,
many did,
right,
watch it hit live. And I called the morning show, and they said, no, we're already reporting. I'm like, no, you don't understand. A second plane
just,
yeah,
happened,
just hit.
Yep.
Yes.
And then it was hanging up, and then it was them turning to the news, mm-hmm, and it just everything just was just dramatic that day.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that we're really looking forward to seeing. And again, if you're just joining us, we have Scott Dimestra, Jolie Hamlin, and Trent Smiley here from the Capital Area District Library, talking about the 9/11 World Trade Center Memorial Quilt Project that will be at the Meridian Mall to be viewed the 8th through the 11th. And will there be a donation station or something there? I mean, this is something that, you know, we know costs the area money.
Sure.
And if people are going to be moved by this and maybe want to see it again in the future.
We will have something set up. But again, for us, we bring a lot of services to the area, and we felt it was important for us to contribute to it and to partner with, again, Meridian Mall to actually bring the project here too. So I'm sure there will be a component of that, but, you know, we thought it was important enough to use some of our funds to actually,
sure,
help with this project as well.
Well, awesome. Yeah. I know that, like I said, people will be moved to,
exactly,
to want to do something.
Oh, exactly.
And they're going to want to know. So,
yep,
I mean, we're not asking for it. I'm just saying,
sure,
I know how you guys are, everybody listening,
yep,
is, and, you know, myself, I just, it's one of those things that we want to help keep this alive and keep it going, and you know, lest we forget. So,
and that's something that you do see from the project is it was a tragic event, but the way that all of these different lives, the people who actually did contribute to the quilt, all of them, they didn't even know each other, and they all came together to create this project. So I think it's a tragic event, but it also shows all of the people that came together to remember it.
And there's a lot of time and even blood.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I know somebody's poking themselves with a needle somewhere. Yes.
I've had some quilting accidents before. True story.
Well, good. You know, that's good that we could take something positive out of such a tragedy. But so many other things are going on with the Capital Area District Library, too. I want to talk about a magical fall. This sounds cool because I recognize one of the names in there, and I'll talk about that more.
Okay.
But tell me what's going on with the Magical Fall.
Sure. Our programming theme this year is a Magical Fall because, as you mentioned, in Michigan, it's just a beautiful season,
mm-hmm.
and there's just that sense of wonder and magic. We are sort of playing that up. We will have some of the things that we traditionally have done. We'll have some magicians at several of our branches. We have a animal magic series that we're doing at several branches also. And any of this, if you go to our webpage, cattle.org, and then just go to our events page, you can find more details, but I'll mention some of those too. But we also have some big programs that we're super excited about.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fun things that we're doing is a fall festival at in Williamston. It's with the Williamston Library, but it's a program that will be hosted offsite. It is at the McCormick Park band shell, and we're with that magical theme. We are having a wizard rock group called Tonks and the Aurors, which if you've read any of the Harry Potter series, you'll recognize that name and then those characters in that series. We will have some food, games, scavenger hunts, and of course music. It will be hosted on September 29th from 6 till 8 p.m. It's rain or shine. One thing I'd recommend is that people bring lawn chairs. So
sure.
If they want to listen and sit and listen to the music, that they're able to do that. But it should be a very fun event. All ages are welcome. So that's one of the things that we're doing. Jonathan Rand, we've hosted him last couple falls. And of course, he's a Michigan favorite. The Michigan Chillers and the American Chiller Series.
Sure.
Michigan's his home state. And we are hosting him at the downtown Lansing branch on Saturday, October 7th from 11 to 12:30. And his visits are always super fun. If you haven't had a chance to come and see him, you definitely should. And the kids just love him. And he is wonderful with them.
Now, so. I'll let me give you my uh-huh. little snippet on Mr. Rand there. We were taking the trip up north, Indian River, and then, of course, my daughter at the time was one of the fans
right.
of the Chillers books. Went in there and I see this gentleman that kind of, I don't know, he's rather ominous looking.
Right.
That's a nice way to put it.
And I kind of looked, walk up, I'm like, excuse me, are you Mr. Rand? He turns around and says, well, yes, I am. He autographed some posters for my daughter. And then we found out also that he has another. He does more adult type, not adult themed, but
right.
adult type books as well under a different nom de plume,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was really interesting. And I had him on my outdoor show as well because it was really cool. He's a Michigan guy and a Michigan author, very nice, very approachable.
Yep. Yes.
And if you ever get the chance to see the Michigan Chillers up in the Indian River area, by all means, it's a great big billboard that'll take you right there. And he just happened to be there that one day and it was just very kind. But, definitely a great Michigan author, and I think the kids really will get a big kick out of that, for sure.
Definitely.
Now, what else you got going on?
Oh, we have a couple some great author visits that are coming up in the fall. In September 27th, at our South Lansing branch, we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and we have an author by the name of Ruth Behar. She has a first-time novelist for young folks. She is a Cuban immigrant, Cuban-American immigrant herself, and when she came here, she suffered a pretty tragic, awful accident that kept her bedridden for close to a year, and this story is semi-autobiographical. It tells her story, and we're just super excited to have her. The book is Lucky Broken Girl. She will be visiting, as I said, both our South Lansing branch, and she'll be also visiting a Lansing school that day. Another big thing that we're super excited about this fall is we are reintroducing our Capital Area Reads program. For several years and several years ago, we had done a community reads type program mm-hmm. where we built up a lot of excitement about a single title and in the area and brought the author, had programming all around that, and just a time for community conversation and dialogue around a book. A new attribute to the program that we're reintroducing is that our customers get to vote. So we have four really titles that we are really hoping will just drive a lot of excitement and enthusiasm in the community. The voting period is September 15th through September 30th. And then pretty soon after that, we'll be able to announce who the winner is. And everyone can read that in the winter and for the spring visit.
Okay. Now, CADL.org is the website. Make sure, because we said cattle earlier. A lot of people
yes,
might miss the
true.
C-A-T-T-L-E. Cattle. Doesn't make any sense,
say?
But I'm just going to do it.
Yes.
But yeah, no, CADL.org, says it's the acronym for Capital Area District Library.org, is where you can find this. And again, and I want to go back to Tonks and the Aurors. I really thought my salesperson, Brian Hatcher, who brings you guys into me, I love the guy, he's awesome. I'm like, wow, he's having a really bad spelling day because I don't know what Tonks means and authors, maybe. Uh-huh. I got nothing. But,
right.
But I'm glad you said that because, you know, I'm not really Harry Potter savvy
right. And,
you know, it just kind of escaped me. So, no, I appreciate you
Yes, I know Harry Potter fan will know like right away, like oh yeah,
all right, yeah. That guy doesn't know anything, so I can hear it now if a kid's listening, you know.
Yep.
But yeah, Brian wasn't even here because I wanted to clarify. I'm like, dude, uh-huh. Hey, what is this? I don't know what this is.
Funny,
but no, I mean, you know, and it's maybe as a younger person growing up in Lansing, I may have missed some of the cool things. That it may have gone in the library. We weren't as connected as we are today. You know, this is what's great about the Capital Area District Library today right. is you are literally connected not only to the public, but to each other, that you have so much access to so many different things with book sharing and you know, all the other with media and audio sure. and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I literally here dating myself would go to the Capital Area District Library, the downtown, the main branch, go check out a record and listen to it on the player there through the headphones
uh-huh.
provided
yeah.
by the library. Now, mind you, vinyl's getting hot again.
It is. We just talked about that when I was here. We talked about how it's making a comeback.
And people don't realize if you've never really listened to vinyl, it's got this warm, you know, mm-hmm. little soft tones,
right.
maybe an occasional click and a pop.
Uh-huh.
But it was
uh-huh.
part of the culture and part of how we had music. Now it's so clean. It's just, it's almost not fun.
right.
But again, like I said, vinyl's making a huge comeback right now. And that was a place that, look, as a school kid, there wasn't a lot of money to be buying, you know, $4 and $5 albums, $6 albums, but you could go to the library and check out what they had and maybe turn yourself onto something new. And that's what still happens now. That's
sure.
what one of the cool things now is you guys have the audio that you can check out and then it just disappears after a
correct
while.
Yeah, so we have the digital stuff that you can check out, which is music, audiobooks, yeah, and you can check that out on your phone and it disappears after 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever the checkout time is.
And see, and that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, but you don't have to worry. You know, I'm going to throw myself under the bus. I still think I have a copy of Treasure Island from third grade.
Oh, we came to get that back.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
it's paperback. I mean, you know, I can get you a new one.
Oh.
But these are a lot of the great things that the Capital Area District Library really kind of, you know, has grown. You
sure.
guys haven't gone the way of the dinosaur.
No, definitely.
I mean,
not.
And right now, you know, as I deal in like old stuff, antiques and vintage items, I find myself buying old books mm-hmm. a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have a lot of books on hand? I mean, is there still stuff in print that
definitely.
You know,
definitely. Books are still our bread and butter. I mean, they're the most circulated item. For stuff that is no longer in our collection, we also have a library friends groups that are each of our branches have to kind of support the library. They have book sales, and so those are paperbacks or hardbacks that are either no longer in our system or they're donated by the public, and those are immensely popular for selling to those items. So books are definitely here to stay for us.
Good.
It's just we know that people get media in several different ways, and we just want to have all the different ways possible.
Yeah, and see, and for me, it's, you know, if I'm out, you know, hunting for stuff, you know, you come across like old car manuals for cars that aren't even in existence anymore. Yeah. You know, and there's not a YouTube channel for that. There's not a YouTube for like a 1920 Durant automobile.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have that hard book. And that's why I think I'm attracted to old books as much as I am, is because it's not all available. Mm-hmm. As much as we all like to think that everything's at the, you know, your fingertips through the internet, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's what's important for people to know about the Capillary District Library, is you guys are taking that role on still to this day, carrying that torch, if you will.
Yep.
Now, upcoming projects, what do you guys have coming up, you know, in the next, as we get into the new year already? I know we're 3 months out from the new year already.
I know. It's shocking. Like, it almost, when you think about it, it's going to be 2018. It sounds almost like we should be wearing jetpacks or something like that.
I was hoping.
It sounds, Jetsons, it sounds so far in the future. Oh, exactly. Where's our flying cars? And we're still working on self-driving cars.
We've got video phones.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're handheld at least.
True. There are some small steps that we've made. But we actually have some pretty innovative projects coming up. One is actually called TV White Space Project. And that that may sound like we're going to get a television channel. It doesn't. What it actually is I don't want to get into too much technical detail, but TV white space are unused television channels. And back in 2010, the FCC said that the public can use those unused channels for whatever use they would need them for. Well, the technology industry found out that they're fantastic for broadcasting wireless signals through. And so we reached out to some financial backers, and we were actually awarded a grant through Microsoft to offer a TV white space project that allows us to take our Wi-Fi signal at our libraries and broadcast it to specific locations in our community.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's fantastic technology. The first one that we're going to do is at our downtown Lansing branch. We're going to broadcast the Wi-Fi signal that's there to the Letts Community Center and to the Southside Community Coalition. Now, this is just kind of a pilot project for us. We chose those organizations because they're community-based organizations. They interact with a number of individuals, and they're within the radius of that we can broadcast that signal. It's usually about 6 to 7 miles that we can actually broadcast it. So we'll have an antenna on the top of our building. They'll have a receiver on their building, and the broadcast will actually be sent to that building, so individuals at that building or in that area can actually use our wireless signal. And so what we're hoping to do with this is to have it at more of our locations and serve a need where it's either people can't afford access to the internet or they can't get a commercial provider. So many of our rural locations, there is not a commercial provider available. So we're hoping to use this as a pilot project and then move it throughout more of our locations in the community.
That's unbelievable.
It's really cool stuff. It's really cool stuff.
It's super cool.
Look what we've come from like, Watson, come in here. I need you to. Hey, we're just going to set this up and go wireless.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and it's awful nice of the FCC to do something.
Oh,
for
I know. I know.
Let me just throw that out there. It's just incredible. And again, you guys never cease to amaze me with your growth.
Oh yeah, we're definitely not an organization that is just going to kind of sit back and we do get generous support from our communities. We get very positive feedback, but we're never going to sit back and just kind of enjoy that feedback. We're always thinking about what can we do in our communities and where's their need and where can we help out with that. And access is a definite need. So you see students who get laptops or tablets in their schools. If they don't have access at home, they're not going to be able to do their homework with this. So we're hoping that projects like TV White Space, we also loan out mobile Wi-Fi hotspots. So you can check these out with your library card, bring them home, and you have internet access in your home. we're hoping that these initiatives can help bring access to those who don't necessarily have access at home.
You know, and I think this could open up, I think, more doors than just for the young people, too. People
sure.
of age.
Oh, exactly.
You know, that are getting, you know, hipped up to mobile. Mm-hmm. You know, you see them sucking up the Wi-Fi at McDonald's or
right.
something.
Yeah, exactly.
or at Meijer or something. You know, there's yep. a bench in the middle of the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Hey, there's three people sitting under the Wi-Fi.
Right.
Hotspot.
Oh, I know.
Imagine,
right. uh-huh.
imagine that.
Yeah.
We have. I know. We have it in our branches where it's almost like we should have the Wi-Fi signal for a parking spot, because you have people who pull up in those parking spots
me?
And they use the Wi-Fi from the building. And we encourage that.
That's
you know,
true.
We
That's
think it's
awesome.
We think it's fantastic. I mean, we've heard stories about people who have used that Wi-Fi access to do some pretty creative things. Like they applied for jobs, they interviewed for jobs, things like that, just by not even going into any of our buildings, just pulling in the parking lot and using that Wi-Fi signal that we have there. And so we're more than happy if they do that. So
that, you know, that just, again, mind blown, you know, that people are thinking that far
yeah.
out of the box when it
yep.
comes to Wi-Fi.
Yep.
You know, just pull up. See, look at the, you don't even have to go in the library to use
yeah.
the library.
Right. Drive up access. There you go.
And we want to keep surprising people.
Sure.
With, like, what our next great services or. A lot of times we have people who are using the library and like they might use it for like books or music, but that opportunity, like, did you know, you can
sure.
check out a mobile hotspot. We're talking about the old vinyl. It's like, oh, I think that sounds like a good thing for our library of things. You know,
absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
we might have those in the future.
I know a guy that's got a few hundred albums.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
right.
help you out.
Right.
We'll name a collection after
right.
him.
Right.
I wouldn't know where that would come from.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, and I could see, you know, you guys just, this is what happens. I'm squirreling on things right now, but I could see like the parking space marked Wi-Fi mobile only, mobile
yeah.
Wi-Fi only,
yeah.
you know, for the people that want to use
we'll
it. No,
out,
I can't park there.
Yeah. We'll
right.
come out, tap on the window. Excuse me, are you using our Wi-Fi?
Right.
Or, yeah, I'm in the Wi-Fi zone.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Uh-huh.
So, but the money-making opportunities too is you can put a meter in that spot.
Oh, there's
I'm
right.
just
yeah.
you know, to help pay for some of the stuff here. But you know what, you guys, as always, it's such a pleasure to have you all in, and Travis has been quiet and I haven't even heard the shutter of the camera go up over there. but it's always so much fun to have the Capital Area District Library in here. By all means, check them out, cadl.org, encompassing all of Ingham County with the exception of East Lansing, of course. They do their own thing, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And please go to the Meridian Mall and check out the 9/11 World Trade Center Memorial Quilt Project. That'll be there the 8th through the 11th. Check them all hours. Check out the website, cadl.org, and Fall Fest. Jonathan Rand, big fan, will be there. And I can't remember if it's Christopher Wright is his adult, the more
I'm drawing
mature.
A blank, right?
I know it's Christopher something.
Yes.
It's either Wright or Knight. It's one of the two.
Yes.
But check them out. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Very yeah. much appreciate it. cadl.org. This is In Contact Lansing. I'm Duran Martinez, and this is a public service of Town Square Media.